You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire presents Herbert Marshall as the man called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find the man called X. Now, Frigidaire presents Herbert Marshall as Ken Thurston, the man called X. North of India, in the shadow of the great range of the Himalayas, lies the tiny forbidden land of Shalakar, its narrow streets swarming with men of 100 tongues and races. Holy men from Lhasa, firewalkers from the Ganges, and beggars, jugglers, and yogis from the plains of Bengali to the south. Dark pagodas hide away the idols of gods long forgotten in the world outside. Little known beyond its borders, such is the last land of mystery, Shalakar.
In regard to the charges of fraud and false dealing made against you, Mr. Norris, and against your American Eastern Export Company, the High Court of Shalakar finds you guilty.
Now, wait a minute, Pancheen.
You are therefore ordered to leave Shalakar within 5 days and never to return.
Look, I got permission to prospect here in Shalakar from the old Maharaja himself before he died last year. And if you think...
Mr. Norris, the permission is hereby revoked.
Okay, I'll take this whole thing to the Rani herself.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Norris. The order is signed by the Rani.
But I tell you, I'm innocent. I don't even know what this is all about. I don't even know yet what it's all about, but gentlemen, there's one thing certain. I'm innocent of those charges.
Yeah, I think you are, Fred. It's too bad, Chief.
Yes, it is, Ken.
What about the American consul, Fred? Well, did you take it up with him?
No, we don't have a consul there, Ken. I was the only American in Shalakar.
And you say the Rani refused to talk to you?
Wouldn't even see me. As a matter of fact, she seldom does receive visitors. I've only seen her twice since her father died last year and she took over the throne. Oh, boy.
Huh?
Gentlemen, I think the Rani of Shalakar is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Which is, of course, beside the point.
Oh, yes, of course, sure.
Yeah. But one fact remains. Somebody falsified the business records that were entered at my trial. Who, I don't know. That's what I hoped you could find out.
Well, I sympathize with your position, Mr. Norris. But this kind of problem isn't really the concern of the Bureau.
I don't know, Chief. I think maybe it is. Fred has discovered more new oil lands in remote parts of the world than any other man alive.
Oil? Well, Ken, why
all
didn't
right.
you...
As the only American in Shalakar, Fred Norris represented America to those people. As far as they're concerned, he is America.
Yes, yes, I see what you mean. But there's not a thing the Bureau can do about it, Ken. Officially.
That's right, Chief. We can't touch it. Officially.
No, simply out of the question.
Yeah. By the way, vacation I was going to take. I suppose I might as well start it today.
Why, sure, Ken. There's nothing much doing right now. 2 weeks be enough?
Oh, plenty. All right. Guess I better let Miss Brooks know about it.
Yeah. Have a good time, Ken. Forget all about your official duties.
Thanks, Chief. Oh, Miss Brooks.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hello, Mr.
Thurston. Oh, Pagon. What are you doing here?
I was only waiting to see if you needed my services.
I don't. I'm going on a vacation.
Oh.
Mr. Zellschmidt was talking about my new dress. Do you like it, Mr. Thurston?
Gives it that new look.
Yeah, it's quite a dress.
Well, when it comes to a new fashion, I'm just like every other woman. Maybe it's silly, but I simply can't resist spending my money.
Just a minute. Pagon, go on home and pack.
Huh?
I got a job for you. Sales representative for a New York designer.
Well, that's a traveling salesman. I'll be ready in 10 minutes. Hey. By the way, what am I selling?
Ladies' underwear.
Huh? Mr. Thurston, no!
Mm-hmm.
I will be most happily pleased to publish your advertisement in the Royal Palace Bulletin, Sahib. But since you are American, perhaps you will pay in advance.
Anybody think I was a crook? Here.
Thank you. Now, is this the correct wording? Monsieur Lezel Schmidt, New York designer, will stop for 3 days in Shalakar before continuing to Burma.
Yeah.
Exclusive models of the newest feminine fashions will be shown to a select clientele by appointment only. Call at Suite 27, House of the Golden Eye.
Don't look at me like that. It wasn't my idea. Look at them, Mr. X. Snake charmers, acrobats, guys sitting on boards full of nails. This town must be getting ready for a circus.
No, Pagon, this goes on here all the time.
Hey, look.
You mean that pit with the fire burning in it?
Sure, it's full of red hot boulders. Hey, maybe they're going to have a barbecue.
It's a ceremony, fire walking. The true believers walk through it.
Huh? Oh, they get cooked like chicken.
No, some of them really do it.
Oh, but how? It's that same beggar, Mr. X. The one you already gave money to twice.
Yeah, so I see.
Sahib, you will help a poor beggar, please.
Sorry, you can't make a good thing last forever.
You will give nothing to the chosen of heaven.
Not this time.
You hear him, my brothers? The dog has insulted me.
Yeah, now, take it easy.
He is American. He has come to steal from us.
All right, calm down now.
Mr. Thurston's got a knife.
Yeah. Okay, you asked for it.
Oh, now they're all mad at us. What are we going to do, Mr. Thurston?
Back against the wall there. Easy, Pagon. I don't want to shoot him as I have to.
They got knives, too. Oh, I should have stayed in New York.
All right, now. We have to fight us. Hold on. Now, you murdered idiots.
Look, we got help.
Sullen about it, eh? All right, then. That'll do it every time, sir. All it takes, a couple of shots over their heads.
Yeah. Looks as if you're right. Thanks. My name's Ken Thurston.
Colonel Blake, sir, retired 25 years with His Majesty's service in India.
How are you?
Mr. Thurston, that beggar you knocked down, he's gone.
Yeah, you really should have done the blighter in, you know. Saved yourself a lot of trouble later.
Well, pretty rough treatment for a beggar who only lost his temper.
Beggar? I hardly think so, Mr. Thurston. That fellow was a dacoit.
A dacoit? Uh-uh.
Yes, a member of the cult of professional murderers. Somebody hired him to kill you.
Hours now we wait up here in this room, Mr. X. If somebody's going to answer that screw advertisement, then why don't they?
Give them time, Pagan.
Anyway, who is interested in new fashions in a place like this?
Or maybe the Rani. At least I hope she is.
Yeah, bet she's an old battle axe with a double chin.
Fred Norris said she was the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen.
Oh, well, that case she won't answer.
Maybe not. But one thing's certain. With the feeling that's got started around here, she's not going to let any American into the palace unless she's tricked into it.
Do you think maybe she really will, Mr. X? Who's that?
Come in.
Good evening, Sahib. I am from the Royal Palace of Shalakar. I am searching for a Monsieur Lezel Schmidt.
Ha! That's me!
Her Royal Highness the Rani wishes an audience with you, Monsieur. You will come with me, please.
But, yes. I'm as good as gone. So long, Mr. Thurston.
Good luck, Pagon. And before you pass out with ecstasy, don't forget to give her that letter.
Letter? Oh, sure, I'll remember. My good man, to the harem, and don't spare the horses.
All right, come on in. Now, Pagon, Colonel Blake.
Yeah. Good evening, Mr. Thurston.
Sit down. Thought Pagon had forgotten something. He only left here 5 minutes ago.
I know. I saw him in the street.
He's on his way to the palace of the Rani.
Mr. Thurston, I think you may be playing a much more dangerous game here than you realize.
What makes you think so, Colonel?
When a man spends his life in this part of the world, he learns to recognize danger.
Yeah, I suppose he does.
It was a mistake to hire a band of dacoits, you know. They're treacherous.
What gave you the idea that I hired any dacoits?
The evidence of my own eyes. When I saw Mr. Zellschmidt in the street a while ago, he was accompanied by six of them.
What? Colonel Blake.
You mean you didn't hire him?
No. Somebody did. And there's only one reason for hiring dacoits. Of course, you knew that, though. Didn't you, Colonel?
Continue with Frigidaire's Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall. An American company is convicted of fraud in the High Court of Shalakar, and 140 million Americans thereby stand accused with no chance of defending themselves. On a two-week leave of absence from the Bureau, Ken Thurston has gone to the mysterious little country to look into the matter unofficially. An hour ago, Pagon fell into the hands of a gang of dacoits, a cult of professional killers. And right now, Ken stands in a room of the Rani's palace.
So sorry to keep you waiting. Is there something I can do for you?
So it's you. Yes, there is. Where's Pagon?
I do not know of any Pagon.
Oh, Monsieur Zellschmidt, then. He left to come here about an hour ago, with you. What happened to him?
You are mistaken, Mr. Thurston. I have never seen you before, nor the man you speak of.
Like that, eh? All right. I'd like to talk to the Rani.
Certainly. If you would care to send her a letter stating your reasons, perhaps it might be arranged in a few months.
Her Royal Highness, the Rani of Shalakar.
Your Highness.
I have just seen the most interesting... Oh, Panjin. Who is this man?
Hardly one deserving your attention, Highness.
Suppose I decide that for myself.
But your
Highness... That will do. You will wait at the other side of the room.
Very well, Highness.
Panjin is... sometimes an almost too faithful guardian. Guardian, who are you?
My name's Ken Thurston.
Thurston, nice. What did you wish to see me about?
About a friend of mine. Apparently, Panjin kidnapped him.
Panjin, is this true?
The statement is false, Highness.
Oh?
He is American.
Oh, I see. Mr. Thurston, I presume you have lodgings in the city?
Yep. The House of the Golden Eye.
May I suggest you return there immediately? And as soon as possible, get out of Shalakar. Otherwise, who knows? Perhaps you too might disappear.
Maybe you're jumping to conclusions, Colonel Blake. I didn't say anything about going out looking for trouble.
Well, after all, Mr. Thurston, when a man cleans and oils an automatic pistol, he usually has something on his mind.
Yeah, I suppose he does it there.
Be glad to go along and help, you know. I'm still a pretty fair shot.
Wouldn't think of it. No point in you getting mixed up in this.
Exactly what are your plans, Mr. Thurston?
I don't know for sure. One way or another, I'm going to find Pagon or find out what happened to him.
I'd be a lot of help. Know the country and all that, and... I'd rather enjoy a bit of excitement, you know. Just it gets frankly dull sometimes, being retired.
Well, this will be anything but dull.
Eh?
Sit still. Well.
Let me in, please, quickly.
Well, by George, it's the Rani.
Oh, Colonel Blake.
I'm highly honored.
Never mind that now, please. I thought you would be alone, Mr. Thurston.
Oh, I say, it's getting late. I hope you won't think it rude if I say goodnight.
Not a bit, Colonel. Good night. Well, I suppose you dropped in to make sure I got out of town.
No, please forget anything I said earlier tonight. None of us can be sure when it is safe to speak the truth.
You think it is safe with me?
Yes. Please, come back to the palace with me, to my own quarters. We can be fairly safe there.
Why? Why the palace?
Because I have the papers from the trial of Mr. Norris there.
Well, all right, let's go. Well, that's that. If these business records were used as evidence in the Norris trial, they show one thing pretty clearly. The trial was a fake.
There was pressure put on the court, Ken. I suspected
it. As far as I'm concerned, they proved definitely who was behind it. That's all I've been waiting for. Proof.
Apparently, he's stolen nearly $500,000 during the last year, then thrown the blame on the American Export Company to cover up the fraud.
Yeah, but there's more than that back of it, Your Highness. We both know that.
Yes. It is all a part of the plan to discredit the American company, keep out foreign ideas, hold the people in ignorance.
And that doesn't fit in with your plans?
Mine are the same as my father's were. He realized there were benefits in the outside world that could be given to our people. He knew it would take time. And I've tried to carry that on, but he would never dare if my father was still alive. But in the Orient, Ken, thrown with a woman on it, it is fair game for any man.
Well, I don't see much of any way around that.
It is a fabulous land lying out there in the moonlight, Ken. A land to challenge the will of a great man. It waits to be molded into something finer. That would be the work of a lifetime.
And a pretty important work, too.
By the customs of my people, a man who marries the Rani becomes the Maharaja of Shalakar.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know what I'm saying? These are my private quarters of the palace, Ken. No man has ever been in this room before.
Not even behind those curtains?
Gatamanu! Ken, there's a knife!
Stand Mugil. Back, honey, look out!
Ken, aren't you... Ken! He's gone. He got away.
Yeah. I was afraid of hitting you.
It was a decoy.
I know. Same one I met earlier.
What shall we do, Ken? He will know now we have found out about him.
Where do you think he might be? Got any idea?
Yes. Probably go to the Black Pagoda.
Black Pagoda?
It is the temple of the dacoits. I think he has managed to get control over them.
All right. Our best bet is to rush him before he gets organized. Come on. Let's head for the Black Pagoda.
Hello? Yes? Blake speaking. Oh, I see. The Black Pagoda, eh? All right. I'll be there right away. Clam close to the table and be careful. Right. Goodbye. So it's out in the open now. This lad Thurston works pretty fast once he gets started.
Does that crowd live here in the street? Don't they ever go to bed?
They've been here all night, Ken. It is the Dakisha, the ceremony of walking through a pit of fire. It begins at the first sign of dawn.
Well, we've got to shove through them some way to get over there to the pagoda. Come on, Your Highness.
Ken, wait. There he is now.
The dacoit?
No, he.
On his way to the pagoda.
He's seen us.
Yeah, take it easy.
Hello, Mr. Thurston. Your Highness, looks like a bit of excitement, eh?
That's right, Colonel. You got a gun?
Yes. Found him out yet?
Over there. He's trying to sneak through the mob. Circle the crowd around the firewalkers. Head him off from getting inside the temple. I'll go for him here.
Right. And thanks for calling me. Wouldn't have missed this for anything.
I'm going with you, Ken.
Oh, no, you're not. Panshin would kill you just as soon as he would me. You wait here.
Be careful, Ken, please. Be careful.
I'll stand aside, please. Sorry, pardon me. Panshin! Excuse me, please. Panshin, stop! You haven't got a chance. Out of my way, will you? Wait, you fool! Look out! Good Lord, he slipped and fell right into the fire. Yeah, let me through. Let me through. One side, please. Oh, no.
Ken, is he?
Yeah. In that pit of fire, he lived about 3 seconds. Come on. Let's get away from here.
He tried to jump across. I saw him fall.
Well, forgive him. Forget him. Still got to find Pagan.
No. No, wait. There he comes now with Colonel Blake.
Yeah. Seems to be in pretty good shape.
Ken, before they get here. I mean, Norris can come back and go on with his work, of course, but... Well, we were talking about...
About what?
About the throne of Shalakar. And about other things.
Ha!
This is a fine kind of a vacation, Mr. Thurston. I get knocked on the head, tied with ropes, and maybe even they were going to cut me in pieces.
I saw from the temple steps what happened to Banshin, Mr. Thurston.
Yeah, pretty rough ending, Colonel. Have any trouble with the guards?
No. They took that to their heels when they saw their leader was dead.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Thurston, I told you anybody would get cooked in that fire pit. You said they walked right through it.
Only the true believers, Pagan. Tanshin didn't believe in anything except power and all the bad that goes with it. He kindled a fire in the ignorance of the people he wanted to exploit. Isn't it strange how often men with their own hands light the fire that finally destroys them?
Frigidaire star, Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. Next week, our story bears a strange title. It's called Carbon 14, which is the name of a substance known to science that may affect the destiny of the whole world. As usual, Leon Belasco will be along as Pagan Zellschmidt. So join us, won't you, when next I return as the man called X. Good night.
Frigidaire's Man Called X is directed by Jack Johnstone, with music composed and conducted by Johnny Green. Tonight's story was written by Les Crutchfield. So until next week, same time, same station, this is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. All characters and incidents used on this program are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons or incidents is purely coincidental. Remember, every Sunday night brings you two popular dramatic shows on CBS, The Man Called X and The Adventures of Sam Spade. Yes, for the best in entertainment, tune in and stay tuned in to CBS, the biggest show in town. CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.